Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Monday. Monday, January the 16th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, we covered a lot of ground in hour number one this morning. Talked about our big Groundhog Day event coming up. Groundhog Day, February the 2nd, Thursday, February the 2nd, starting at 8:15 a.m., in which we're going to have our Groundhog Pizza and our dignitary pick the piece of pizza that will predict an early spring or six more weeks of winter. We're going to have a plaque presentation and possibly some other events. So the question there still is, who in the world should we present the plaque to, and does anybody have any more ideas on who the person who picks the pizza, the piece of pizza, should be? If you have any thoughts on that, or is there anybody we need to invite to this event on the big Groundhog Day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, we've been talking about this for a while, the big Del Taco opening on January the 18th, coming up on Wednesday. As far as I know, that's still the opening day, so hopefully they've got enough employees and they're ready to go, and they've done their hiring events and training, and they'll be up and running on January the 18th, and everybody can get their supplies, I guess, food from Del Taco. We tried to call Sue Millizer, affectionately known as the Catwoman, in hour number one because she called the station last week and was talking about her birthday. But we were not there when she called, so she left her number, and we did try to call her back in hour number one this morning, and it just went to voicemail, so we left her a voice message. But if anybody knows anything about Sue Millizer, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. And we were also talking about the story that was in the Marion. Well, we all had the story, so let's not just say the Marion Star. We all had the story last Friday in regard to the woman who was found on Thompson Street, I believe it was. Now, I have heard all kinds of speculation about this over the weekend. And here's all it said. This is what the police sent out. On January 12th at 11:04 a.m., officers from the Marion Police Department were dispatched to 436 Thompson Street in the city of Marion for a report of a deceased person. When officers arrived, they found 48-year-old Teresa E. Gibson deceased. The cause of death is still being investigated, and the victim has been sent to the Lucas County Coroner's Office for an autopsy. The investigation remains ongoing. Now, all weekend long, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, I kept hearing speculation about this story, and here's the problem with speculation. The speculation may be right. What people are saying may be right. I don't know. But what is peculiar about this press release, maybe more peculiar than any other press release I've read in quite a while, is that it does call her a victim, which makes you think that something probably did happen, foul play-wise, but it doesn't say how she died. And again, earlier I'm saying if if you die from a gunshot wound or something like that, or a stabbing, usually they report that right away. You know, just like the case in Upper Sandusky. You know, they really didn't need an autopsy there to figure out what happened. So the fact that she was sent to the coroner for an autopsy would make me think that they don't know how she died. And they certainly don't mention it in the article. Another thing is, they say the investigation remains ongoing. Well, that I'm sure it does, but what's confusing is they don't ask for any tips. They don't ask for any clues. They don't give the tips line or anything of that nature. And they don't name a suspect, a person of interest. But yet they do call her a victim. And I'm sure we'll learn more about this as time goes on. But I, you know, I'll tell you it's something else that's strange about this that I didn't mention in the first hour. This all happened at 11:04 on Thursday. And it says officers from the Marion Police Department were dispatched to Thompson Street for a report of a deceased person. So it doesn't say that there was a commotion. It doesn't say that there was an argument. It doesn't say any of that. It just says there was a dead person, a deceased person. And that's why they went out there. And when they arrived, they found this person, 48-year-old Teresa Gibson, and she is named in the press release, so it's not like we're telling tales out of school. I find that I've never read a press release like that in my life. Very strange. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your thoughts on that. And again, you know, there has been so much speculation. Maybe that's what is fueling me to go back and look at this, because we did not talk a whole lot about it on Friday. But, you know, all weekend I just kept hearing all these things that apparently might have happened. And I went back and read this, and we still have not gotten an updated press release on anything to do with it. So I don't know. It's just an odd bit of information. And I also wonder why, if the police department was not looking for tips or anything like that, why they put that out. I don't know. It just is strange, because if they do call her a victim, so again, we have to think that maybe something happened that was not normal. You know, she did not just die in her sleep. But I don't know. I don't know. If anybody's got any information on this or thoughts or anything at all, we would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we will take the phone call. And, of course, it is a touchy situation because it is a death, but I just, you read that press release and it's so short, you know, just two paragraphs, and it really doesn't give much information. But I'll tell you what, the problem with not giving much information is then you get all the speculation all weekend on what might have happened to her. And you really can't prove it wrong because you don't have enough information to prove it wrong. So there you go. That's showbiz. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, you know what? Let's try to give old Sue a call again here. See if we can get her. Hope her phone's not on the fritz or anything. Nope. We're still going directly to voicemail. So that's another question we have this morning. We're getting a call now. Maybe this is a good sign. Let's take the call here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Bob good. Here. Good. How are you?
Very good. I was listening to the show here and waiting for other people to maybe comment on the who should receive the plaque. And I think a caller last week suggested this, and I think I like the idea that maybe on February 1st, the Wednesday before Groundhog Day, we do Groundhog Trivia and then draw from the public. And give the fact to somebody, you know, who is up on their Groundhog Trivia.
So basically what we would do is the day before we would come on and we would say, do you think it's going to be an early spring or do you think it's going to be six more weeks of winter? And then we'll make two columns of that. And then whichever it ends up being, we'll draw from that column and that'll be the...
That's one way. I was thinking, you know, I've done a lot of research and I could forward this on to you. I have a number of areas of groundhog trivia, you know, like, you know, popular names for the groundhogs throughout the states and popular states where the groundhog exists and just other trivia, maybe even trivia about the movie itself.
Oh, that would work. You know what's interesting? When I was reading that book last week that Jeannie Evers had dropped off, I was so surprised in that one newspaper article because I did not realize that... Well, we learned the thing about the Spam sandwiches. Apparently, it's just something Mrs. Kellogg liked to cook. But the whole idea that prior to 1990... Like, I think that article was from 93 or 94. So prior to the mid-90s, they really did not have a groundhog. They would just go back into the woods... And where they thought the groundhog would be, they would look at the sun and decide what the groundhog would say. The first year, it seems like, according to those articles, that there was an actual groundhog was 94.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mystery there. I guess maybe Charlie helped perpetuate a myth or something, but... I was actually listening to one of the rerun shows over the weekend, and he was talking about the origins.
Oh, now what did he have to say?
As I recall, they kind of cooked up the idea around 78, 79 or something like that. And, he mentioned the other guy's name on the radio station there, and that guy, I think it was Scott Skyler or something, I forget. And that there was a groundhog, but that might be part of the myth rather than for the radio consumption, rather than what actually happened.
Well, you know, the way the article reads, it sounds like there were groundhogs back there, but they might have tried to trap them, or some years they just didn't get one. Because it sounded like they were dead a lot of the years. By the time that Groundhog Day rolled around. So I don't know. And it could have been the person writing the article, too, back in 93. Maybe they got their facts wrong. But the way I read that article last week, it basically said that they would go back there and stand, and just based on what the weather was that day, they would come back with a prediction. And apparently there was a stuffed groundhog in the lobby of WMRN. Who knows where that went? But apparently there was one in there, at least until 94. So I don't know. It's all a little confusing.
But, I've been doing some research, and then there, each, I guess, community or state has different things and so forth that they do. And surprisingly, Pennsylvania has the most groundhogs, most groundhog ceremonies.
Oh, really?
So maybe the Pennsylvanians don't put a lot of stock in Phil.
Well, maybe they don't. I don't even know how Punxsutawney Phil got to become the most famous. I certainly think the movie helped cement his fame, because I think the movie was in the early 90s. So I think that helped. But I know there are groundhog celebrations. Are there any other? Did you find any other groundhog celebrations that go on in Ohio?
Yes. There's one over in Holland, Ohio. I forget the name of that one, but Buckeye Lake has one, but they don't have a groundhog, they have a bass. I'm not quite sure how they do that. Now the Bass sees its shadow or whatever, but Toledo have one. They use a stuff groundhog, Wildwood Willie.
So the stuff groundhog decides.
Yeah. But actually, Zanesville has a real groundhog, a Grover Cleveland Undergrounder, is the name of that groundhog.
Well, you know what I've been thinking? Because we've been trying to debate on who the person is who should pick this piece of pizza. And to me, what I think would be interesting, because apparently stuffed groundhogs are not a bad thing. I don't know where in the world you'd get a stuffed groundhog, but... I don't know why we'll definitely have somebody there of dignitary to do this, but, you know, if they were holding or having a stuffed groundhog with them, that might be interesting.
Well, that would make for a good photo opportunity, but I get back to the thing, the groundhog has to see a shadow. You got to have a real environment there to actually do the ceremony. The predicting on that end of it goes.
Well, see, that's what... Well, I guess our prediction end comes from pizza. I guess it's all based in that. But, and I also don't know... See, here's another thing that I was thinking over the weekend. Because clearly the groundhog down at WMRN, that's Buckeye Chuck. They have a sign out front, home of Buckeye Chuck. And God bless them. Go on and do all the good things you've been doing for years with that. Now, I'm not sure if we should be like an event in Punxsutawney and like we talked about the Buckeye Chuck pizza and possibly being done with ground chuck, or should we just say groundhog or come up with some kind of a name on our own so as not to step on their toes?
I don't want to step on their toes, but I think we just need to build,
so we could just say the groundhog.
Yeah, and we can continue the celebration. I don't think we want to confuse and divide the people of Marion and so forth, and just supporting Buckeye Chuck. And
no, because we want a lot of people to show up down there. We want that to be a big event. But I thought if we could, and this is just a thought, and people can think on this, if we do end up having to name, if we do have a stuffed one or whatever we end up doing, we could name it after President Harding, because I don't think that's been done.
And actually, I think I can get a hold of a groundhog too, but...
Now there you go.
Smaller, like maybe like five and a half, something like that.
For a small person?
Yeah, a smaller person. Well, not my size.
Well, I was just thinking, because, it's Warren G. Now, G stands for Gamaliel, but maybe on that day it'll stand for groundhog.
Could be.
I think that would be fun. I think the groundhog suit idea is not a bad. How about Warren Groundhog Harding?
See if he pops up and sees his shadow.
Or maybe just Warren the groundhog, or... I don't know. I think it'd be interesting, because that way we would have no chance of being confused with what's going on down the road, and there would be no confusion involved.
Right.
Yeah, which is what we don't want.
Continuation of the event. I mean, if you got people driving to Marion, you don't want to just stand up in the cold for 15, 20 minutes there and see that event and then go home. You're going to give them more to work on for the whole day.
Well, that's it. My thinking is whether the media comes or whether a big crowd comes, whatever, it'd be nice because their event's done at 8 o'clock that if they could hop someplace else immediately and there's another two-hour event going on that would be fun, why not? I mean, we're only about 5 miles, maybe not even that many miles up the road from them. And we've got that big yard, so it's not like it's hard to find a place to do it.
Right.
Well, we'll keep working on it. We've still got time. But, yeah, check on that suit. That'd be interesting.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
Well, maybe it'll be the trivia winner who gets the plaque. But what I'm talking about here is we do not want to be in confusion with what's going on up the road. Because I tell you, I know people in this community, they get bent out of shape at anything. So we do not want any confusion. We are not that event. We are not doing our event the same time. We're doing it after. It's just an addendum, something else you can do that day. Now, what do people think about that idea? Should we name our thing? Should we have a stuffed groundhog? Should we have a groundhog suit? I don't know. I'm open to anything. What do you think about the plaque going to the trivia winner? Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your intake on this. What would bring you out that morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your opinion on all of these things. Because it's coming up soon. You know, we do have some time to kind of fine-tune everything. But I like the idea. I mean, you get these people in town, and at 8 o'clock it's over, and that's just kind of it. So you want to do something fun and keep the day going a little bit. Now, our event will obviously be over at 10 o'clock, but we'll have a lot of fun with it. I'm not sure about food yet. If anybody's got any food recommendations, let me know. I don't know about the food. I don't even know. I mean, what do groundhogs eat out in the woods? Or what would be something that would be good to serve on Groundhog Day? Anyway, if anybody's got any thoughts on the event, I'm always glad to hear it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you have any thoughts on that whole Thompson Street death story, which is a little confusing, but if you know anything about that, you can give us a buzz as well. 740-751-4038. And again, we're sorry to hear of her death at the age of 48. Very, very young. And we still have our Family Feud question here. Where? I always say what. I better look at these cards better. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Now, let me read that again. I foofed over that. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Now, we've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo, and we still have one answer left. Now, we had the guess of park earlier, and I said it was not a park, but it's close. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? We've got field trip, sporting event, home, zoo, and one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What should the answer be? Or what is the answer? I guess is what we should be. Boy, oh boy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, we've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, and zoo. What's the final answer? Where might a school bus take a student beside school? One answer left to go. What could that final answer be? You know, I'm looking at this card, and it's interesting because 42 people said field trip, 16 people said sporting event, 13 people said home, 10 people said museum, 9 people said zoo, And our final answer here that we cannot get, two people said. So it is the most, I guess, elusive answer in the long run here. But what is that final answer? Field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo, and what is the final answer? Where might a school bus take a student besides school? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
That would be something to do in a graveyard, like Memorial Day event, marching band.
That's not a bad guess. You're pretty close. Now, how are you listening this morning?
Everything's okay. I had a friend drop by and said, "Hey, Ted, don't mess you on the radio. Why don't you call in? They want to know an answer." I said, "What would that be?" And so he told me, I said, "Well, our grandkids used to, they take the school bus and they go to the graveyard, march out of the graveyard and then a Memorial Day parade and come back to the graveyard there, Memorial Day." And I thought that was pretty good for a school bus to do that for the marching band.
Yeah.
And they go to other places with the marching band.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess at all. Not the memorial. Hey, have you got a chance to hear of all the groundhog talk we're talking about here?
No. Well, I did. I talked to a couple other people. Yeah, it sounds like, first of all, it might be an iffy event, you know, with weather-wise, but, you know, it could be a heck of a snowstorm, but the way this month's going, well, it might be a beautiful, right there, the 2nd of February.
Yeah, I think it could be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to have our groundhog pizza out there, and the person who picks the right piece of pizza will predict the weather, and we're going to present a plaque that day to the person who answers the most groundhog trivia questions right. So it should
be a
fun event.
They said something about a plaque. That would be at your, in your memorabilia, wouldn't it be in the studio, a plaque there for you having celebrating Groundhog Day?
Well, that could be. I certainly would not be against a plaque in the studio, because this morning we were thinking, because we don't want to confuse the two events. You know, we don't want to confuse Buckeye Chuck with what we're doing. So we thought maybe we could name our Groundhog event after Warren G. Harding and call it Warren Groundhog Harding.
Yeah, that sounds like a good title. There's only one Warren G. And being a president of the United States of America, that'd be a hard one to beat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think luckily his middle initial was G, so we can steal it for Groundhog. But I think it'd be fun, and now there's even talk of somebody having a groundhog suit. There's talk of having food that morning, so from 8 to 10 that morning, there might be a whole big doings.
Well, sounds good. You just keep working at it. You get a lot of ideas and get them, you got a little time left yet to get them together and turn something out, Scott.
Yeah, you'll have to stop over that morning if it's not too bad weather-wise.
Groundhog Day.
Thursday, February the 2nd from 8 to 10.
We'll see what's going on that day for me.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Ted.
Nice talking to you, Scott.
You
uh-huh.
Too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, I got a little confused there how Ted knew that we were asking this trivia question, but hey, people are calling around in the morning, letting people know what's going on here at the station. All right, where might a school bus take a student besides school? That's the question that still remains. We've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo. One answer left to go. Does anybody know what it is? Now, the hint here was park. It has something similar to do with a park. Now, Ted guessed there memorials and things like that. Now, that's kind of close, too. That's not too far off from where we are. That's about all the hint I can give, because if I go any deeper, I think it's going to give it away. All right, 740-751-4038. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo, and one answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you something. Last night, I was thinking about the opening. And, you know, all the celebration will be this week because of Del Taco opening on January the 18th. And that's Wednesday. And I was thinking, you know, of all the great restaurants that are not here anymore. And we've talked a lot on the air about restaurants that are not here anymore and where they used to be and things of that nature. And those are always fun conversations to have. And I was thinking about some of those last night. Now, I don't even know if you want to call it a debate, but we've had the discussion on air, I don't know how many times, about the LK. Where was it? How many of them were there? So on and so forth. But what I was thinking was, maybe there's a few questions this week, and we might have even done these before. I don't really remember. If we have done them, it's been a while since we've done them. But, you know, isn't it interesting to remember restaurants that are no longer here and where they used to be? Because a lot of the buildings are still there and being used by other businesses now. So I'm going to try your history here. I mean, this Family Feud question is still out there. If anybody has an answer to the Family Feud question, do call in. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Now, again, we've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo. But there is one answer left, and it kind of relates to park. But you'll have to give me a buzz on that one. 740-751-4038. But now here are some Marion history questions, because we like Marion history, and that's really what we strive to do here at the station. And since we've got Del Taco opening up, I thought, well, why don't we do some Marion history? Now here's one for you. What were the last two businesses that were where Del Taco is now? We'll just go right to the Del Taco spot there, next to Perkins. Does anybody know the last two businesses that were located where Del Taco is now? 740-751-4038. What were the last two businesses located where Del Taco is now? Now, I'll give you one other one in the Marion restaurant history rundown. We're just going to go two businesses up the road here. Where Donato's Pizza is now on Mount Vernon Avenue, what restaurant had that business before Donato's Pizza? Does anybody know that? Now, there's two questions in regard to knowing your Marion history. Does anybody know those? All right. Well, maybe that's perked people up this morning. They know these answers. Go ahead, caller.
Not a playground, is it?
No, it's not a playground, but, you know, that's also kind of in the right neighborhood. What do you make of all this groundhog talk?
What about a daycare?
A daycare. Not a daycare. That's a little further away.
Let me do just one more. What about like a monument?
No, not a monument. Got any thoughts on the groundhog?
Not really.
Okay. Sounds like a fun event.
Is Smiley China any of the restaurants you're looking for?
No, Smiley China. Oh, now,
wow.
I tell you what, we'll throw this out there too. Smiley China was located in a business in that strip, and the building is still there. But what business is that? I'll put the question back on you. Well, we'll see if anybody gets that one.
I just hope they turn the heat on at this Del Taco. Me and Judy Smith, we went to go eat one time at Del Taco down around Columbus. It was like they had the air conditioning on, and it was wintertime. We said, man, we'd have got better off eating outside. Like, our teeth were scattering.
Are you going to be there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Wednesday?
No, I want to try that Charlie's or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, hopefully the lines are... I bet the lines die down there when Del Taco opens up.
Have you tried Charlie's yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to. What's the best thing to get there?
I haven't tried it yet, but I heard the cheesecakes are good.
We'll have to give it a shot. Give us a report if you go over there.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we got a call there. If that was you calling in, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Well, we've added another Marion. People love to do the Marion history, and I like to do the Marion history. Even if we've done it before, it informs new people, and that's fun to do. All right, with Del Taco opening up this week, the 18th, what two businesses prior to Del Taco held that business? Go ahead, caller. Go
Hello.
Ahead. Yes.
Jewelry store.
Yes, there was a jewelry store there. Do you remember what was there before the jewelry store?
No.
Radio Shack.
Oh, Radio Shack.
That's right. That's right. Now, do you remember what the jewelry store was called?
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
Not Gold Rush, but that's close. You're good.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, it was not Gold Rush, but the caller did get Radio Shack right. Radio Shack was the business located there two businesses ago. So we had Radio Shack, and it was a jewelry type of a business. Does anybody remember what the last business located there was? So here's the questions. Where Del Taco is now, where they're opening, what were the last two businesses located there? Now, we've got one of them. It's Radio Shack. But what was the other one? It was a jewelry store, but does anybody know the name of it? Now, our other question, just a little bit up the road, Donato's. Where Donato's is located, on the other side of Perkins, what restaurant was in there before Donato's was? And then we had a caller ask about Smiley China. Now, the Smiley China building is still there, but does anybody know what is in the Smiley China building now? All you people who like Chinese food. So there's three questions for you. Now, our friends there who just called in helped us out quite a bit with the Del Taco question. So there's the three questions, Marion history. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What two businesses were in the Del Taco site before Del Taco? Now, one was Radio Shack. We've already got that. What was the other one? It was a jewelry business, but what was it called? Where Donato's was, what was the restaurant in there before Donato's? Does anybody know that? Restaurant in Donato's before Donato's. Donato's has been there a good long time now. But what was there before Donato's? And because of our Smiley China question, the Smiley China building is still there. But what business is in the old Smiley China building now? Does anybody know that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who knows their Marion history today? What business is in the old Smiley China building today? It's a business that's operational. Well, here comes a call. Maybe this person's got the right answers. Go ahead, caller.
Smiley China. Was that Little Caesars?
Yes, Smiley China is where Little Caesars is now. You got
it. Okay, I don't know why that escaped me.
it even still kind of looks like the old Smiley China building.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Yes, Smiley China is where Little Caesars is now. So we got that. You know what, even if you remember the old Smiley China building, it still kind of looks the same. It has that look of what Little Caesars had. Okay, does anybody know the name of the jewelry store that was where Del Taco is now? Now, of course, the building is long gone. But the prior two businesses to Del Taco were Radio Shack and one other business. Now, what was that other business? Radio Shack and what were the two prior businesses where Del Taco is now? And then our other question, and this kind of goes way back because Donato's has been there a long time. But what was in Donato's, in the building, same building, before Donato's Pizza moved in there? Does anybody remember? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who knows their Marion building history? So we have Donato's Pizza. You know, I don't know what year they moved in there, but what was in Donato's Pizza before Donato's took over that building on Mount Vernon Avenue, right next to Perkins there? And what two businesses were on the Del Taco site before Del Taco took over that site? Now, one was Radio Shack. We got that answer. But there was another business there, and it did have to do with jewelry. Does anybody know what that business was called? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the right answers? That's what we want to know. Does anybody have the right answers this morning? Marion history, a little tricky sometimes. Got to go back in the recesses of our mind to find out what businesses were in these spots. You know, I will never forget the business that was where Donato's was, because I remember going to Perkins a lot as a kid, and I just remember that building being something other than Donato's. Now, apparently a lot of people don't remember this, but I remember it pretty well. And, okay, we got a call coming in here. Let's see if this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I keep thinking like gold for cash or something.
It was one of those gold for cash businesses.
I can't remember the name of it now. I just keep seeing gold cash or something. The sign out front said gold for cash.
Yeah, they that's the type of work they did over there. You're right. Yeah, but it did have. I'll tell you what, it's still in town.
Okay.
They just moved to a new location.
Like Gold Rush?
It's not Gold Rush, but yeah, they are still in town though.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right, not Gold Rush, but I will say this business is still in town. It was kind of a cash for gold business. They are still in town. Does anybody know what two businesses were on the Del Taco site prior to Del Taco? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer? One was Radio Shack. What was the other? It was one of those gold for money businesses. And we don't know what was in Donato's before Donato's opened up. What was in that building? Same building. They never tore down the building. They just put Donato's in there. Does anybody know what it was? 740-751-4038. And also, we still don't have the answer, Final Family Feud answer here. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? We've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo, and one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Well, you know what? I think, man, we're about out of time here. Well, think on these businesses tonight. We'll come back tomorrow morning and talk more about these businesses. Hope you have a great day off, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I'll be back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd, and on December 9th, you publicly